my friend. Gaat het met jou? My name is Dietrich Stapel, and I am professor of social psychology at the Tilburg University in the Netherlands. And I was a little bit busy there because what I'm doing is I'm concocting research, I'm making up data, so that the data proves left-wing ideas, environmentalist ideas, to be correct. And I've been working at the moment on a very interesting paper that I've been doing where I show that carnivores are more selfish and let people that eat meat are more selfish and less moral than vegetarians. And I think I'm going to get this into a top journal such as Science or whatever, a really, really high-status journal. And I've got another paper where I show that if you expose people to bicycles that have been abandoned or you know that kind of thing, then they will become more stereotyping. They will be more likely to stereotype about people if they live in environments where there's lots of litter. And I think I'm going to get that in a good journal as well. Now, the problem is that if you do this kind of thing, then it means that it takes up a lot of your time, and it actually would be easier in terms of the time to just write articles, just do the research properly, and just publish it in normal journals. But the problem there is that you don't get the prestige. You don't get to go in the prestigious, the best journals. It's not so good for your career if you publish things that are not showing left-wing dogmas to be correct. So there's so much pressure on me to show that left-wing dogmas were correct that I spend more of my time making up data and making sure the data looks right superficially, making sure it looks okay, than would be the case if I simply did the research properly and submitted honest research to journals. So that's what I did. And so far, if we move into the future, by the year 2023, I've had 57 of my articles retracted for fraud and for making up the data, which is a record. So what we're basically seeing is a person all of whose research proved the veracity of left-wing environmentalist ideas, and he did that by making up the data. Because if you don't make up the data, then normally it will prove that conservative ideas and hereditarianism are correct. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I'd like to talk about a very interesting finding that has come to light on a website called Reversals in Psychology. And this looks at studies which do not replicate, for which there is only very weak evidence, or are simply fraudulent or manipulated. And what it finds, although they haven't actually bothered to do the calculations, I did that, is that overwhelmingly the research which is of this kind is research which proves that left-wing or liberal dogmas are correct. In other words, left-wing or liberal dogmas can only be proven correct via fraudulent, manipulated, or generally bad research. But before I look into that, a quick word from our sponsor. Well, first, a word from our sponsor. Now, we are all truth seekers here at the Jolly Heretic Public House, but here's the problem, chaps. We can only get to the truth if we have multiple perspectives, if we have multiple interpretations, if we have access to the other side, if we have access to all viewpoints. Only then can we really understand what's going on in the world, and we are increasingly finding that we cannot do that. Information is blocked, websites are blocked, alternative perspectives are blocked, and so the only way around this, realistically, is some form of VPN. And as far as I can see, Atlas VPN gives you everything you can possibly need. There is currently a Steel Black Friday deal going on in which you can get Atlas VPN Premium for just $1.70 per month plus 6 months extra with a 30-day money-back guarantee. This is the best VPN offer Atlas have ever done, and it's a time-limited offer, so it's time to get on with it, chap. There are all kinds of benefits to Atlas VPN. There's this brilliant offer. You can unlock your favourite content from all over the world. If you can't access your favourite programme or whatever, your Atlas VPN has got you covered. You can keep your Google searches secret and private using Atlas VPN. You can stop ads and malware. You can save money online. It will give you get you the best deals while shopping online, and it will all that kind of stuff. And you can protect unlimited devices using Atlas VPN. As I say, there is a fantastic offer on at the moment in which it's just $1.70 a month plus 6 months extra with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So this really is the cheapest and best way to get a VPN. We increasingly need VPNs. The truth is blocked. The truth is covered up. We can't get access to information. And in a society that's doing this to us, we need a VPN. And as far as I can see, Atlas VPN is where it's at, chaps. Okay, we're back in the room. So, yes, we all know that left-wing people are liars, compared to right-wing people. They value sanctity less, and there is a degree to which telling the truth is an example of something that is sacred. Left-wing people are high in the moral foundations of equality and harm avoidance, but they are low in sanctity, group orientation, and obedience to authority, and therefore, and they're also lower in conscientiousness, and therefore one would expect them to be more inclined to lie. They are individualists that are concerned with their individual power, as opposed to people that are concerned with the power and prestige of the group to which they belong. Indeed, they identify with members of out-groups, which allow them, of course, to collaborate with these members of out-groups against their in-group to gain individual power. In a way that is not the case with conservatives. Conservatives identify with their in-group. We know that these people, the left, are higher in Machiavellianism, that is to say they desire power, and they are higher in narcissism, that is to say they want to be worshipped and admired. The reason for this is that they are highly mentally unstable. 50% of young girls that are under the age of 30 who identify as extremely liberal have serious mental health problems. And therefore, if you are mentally unstable like this, then you fear the world and you want to take control of it. And also you have low self-esteem, and so you want to be admired and looked up to as a way of dealing with your sense of low self-esteem. You create a false, vulnerable, narcissistic self which tells yourself that you're brilliant. Such people also fear an open fight, and therefore, in order to attain power, they virtue signal. They go on about equality and harm avoidance. They covertly play for status, which is underpinned by the fact that they are very high, that they have very low self-esteem, and so they dare have a clear fight. Now, we know that they are liars. The lie score, there's a paper by Verhulst et al. Which showed this. They are higher in the lie score than conservatives. That is to say, they lie more, and this is simply proven. And you would do if you were an individualist. You would lie more because nothing is more important to you, not even the truth, than power and being looked up to. And in particular, they lie when it comes to presenting themselves in a positive light. There's a study which found that they will say, oh yeah, all races are the same, all races are equal, but yet they will speak to, let's say, black people in a more patronising and simplistic way than they will speak to white people, whereas conservatives will speak to both white people and black people the same because they will assert that, well, everyone should be treated equally. So they are liars. They are more likely to lie, and this is demonstrated in this Reversals in Psychology, which is a website set up by an academic called Gavin Leach. Now, I don't know why it is that he hasn't highlighted this conservative-liberal difference. I wonder if maybe he's a bit of a liberal himself. Certainly one of the people he acknowledges is Stuart Ritchie. Stuart Ritchie, as far as I can see, is the typical sort of bravery-signalling sort of not woke, but doesn't want to rock the boat, sort of academic. He's blocked me on Twitter, and he has a Ukraine flag in his Twitter bio, so that tells you all you need to know, really. But anyway, let's look at some of the research which has been shown in this site to not replicate, or to have very weak evidence for it, or to be fraudulent. Firstly, there's the idea that you can form tribal groups, strong alliances, based around trivial things. And this has been shown to be not the case. It doesn't replicate, and this makes sense because, of course, the reason why we make friends, the reason why we make alliances, the reason why we do anything seems to ultimately be to do with genetic similarity theory. Friendships are two friends are normally more genetically similar than chance would predict, and so therefore it has to fit with evolutionary theory, and evolutionary theory would predict that you would make alliances based around relative genetic similarity theory most of the time. So, of course, it doesn't replicate. Another thing is the left-wing concept of implicit bias, the idea that you can have implicit bias training, which can sort of root out racism and things like that, and therefore that racism is entirely environmentally mediated. This is shown to be very, very weak. It doesn't really work. In fact, this is consistent with the idea, as you would expect, that there would be an inbuilt bias towards people that were genetically similar, including people of different ethnic groups, among most normal people. Another idea is it's called the Pygmalion effect, that if teachers evaluate you badly, or if teachers think you're going to do badly, then you will do badly. If teachers think you're rubbish, then you will do badly. This is simply not the case. This doesn't replicate. It's been shown that the way the teacher evaluates you has no effect at all on how well you're going to do at school. Yet another is so-called stereotype threat. This is the idea that if a group is told that they are bad at something, then this will somehow create a sort of psychological pressure and will cause them to do badly. Well, not only does this raise the question of, well, where do these stereotypes come from in the first place, but it doesn't replicate, or if it does, it's so weak, the evidence for it is so weak as to be meaningless. Although I would highlight that he says in this that, oh, well, it's very weak evidence. I've read research indicating that, no, it's refuted, it's nonsense. So this, I think, shows you the left-wing slant of this website, which is interesting because even with that left-wing slant, it still shows you the degree to which liberal research, i.e. research which demonstrates liberal ideas, environmentalism and that kind of thing, is nonsense. Another one is the idea of multiple intelligences. This is the idea that the intelligence is not based around the three main types of intelligence: linguistic, spatial and mathematical. And this is underpinned by G, and it's about 80% heritable. But the idea that there are multiple intelligences, such as emotional intelligence and kinesthetic intelligence and bodily intelligence and goodness knows what, and therefore we all have different kinds of intelligence. This has been shown to be nonsense. These things do not correlate with intelligence as normally understood. It's just a kind of way of making people feel good by making everyone has a certain kind of intelligence. We're all intelligent in some way. And now even the man that came up with this concept, Howard Gardner, has admitted that it doesn't replicate and it's nonsense. Then you have the 10,000 hours rule or whatever it's called, this idea that if you practice and practice and practice, practice makes perfect. Anybody can become an Olympic gymnast. Anybody can become a really famous singer. Anybody can become anything if they just practice. And that doesn't replicate. It's been shown to be nonsense. And even the person that came up with it, Gladwell, has admitted that it is nonsense. Then you have this idea that IQ can be permanently elevated by certain environmental interventions. This has been, again, this doesn't replicate at all. The evidence for it is not true. IQ is overwhelmingly genetic in origin, and that is what is becoming increasingly clear from the tests. And then another thing which I thought was particularly interesting that they highlight in this website is the relationship between the prestige of a journal and how likely a finding is to be replicated. Now, of course, what the left have done is they've taken over all of the prestigious journals. So if you come up with a finding which is not consistent with their dogmas or questions their dogmas, then it's likely that it will be rejected out of hand from a prestigious journal and you'll have to publish it somewhere more obscure like the Mankind Quarterly or Open Psych or whatever it happens to be. And then they will dismiss it and say, oh, well, it's not in a proper journal, so we shouldn't take it seriously, you know. But what this research finds is there is zero relationship, zero correlation between how prestigious a journal is and how likely the research is to replicate. Research published in obscure journals is just as likely to replicate as research published in really, really prestigious journals, such as the research of Dietrich Staple, which is found to be fraudulent. So you have all of these different basically leftist research areas that purport to demonstrate liberal ideas which do not replicate, which do not work. But I found that there was a very clear political bias. Of the papers, there were a number of them which could neither be said to be showing something that was of a liberal or showing something conservative, hereditarian or whatever. But there were, I found, 23 papers, 23 instances, rather, not papers, instances of an assertion of truth, which could be seen to be backing up something liberal, which were demonstrated to be fraudulent, or the data's manipulated, or the it doesn't replicate, or whatever. And 11 instances where this was the case with what you might see as conservative findings. This includes findings of, you know, that there exists a spiritual universe and the paranormal. I would say, though, that with quite a lot of these conservative findings, I would dispute them. So I would dispute the idea, for example, that Dunbar's number doesn't replicate. He asserts this. I'm not sure that's the case. My understanding is that it replicates in numerous ways, and there's a great deal of evidence for it. And there are a number of other things that he asserts. That there's very weak evidence for them, which imply something to do with evolutionary psychology, which I would dispute. But anyway, 23 liberal findings, 11 conservative findings. This is obviously that's about 67% of the findings of these things were liberal. This means that basically liberal academics or rather research which leads to liberal findings are three times more dishonest and three times more bad and not replicating than our conservative findings. But of course, that's if we're being very charitable to these liberal-oriented papers. Let's not be charitable, let's be fair. You have 23 of these findings, but in one instance, you have Dirk Staple, and that's 57 papers that were withdrawn, that are definitely fraudulent, that are made up. In addition, there is a researcher by the name Brian Wansink. That again, he does this kind of research that is based around priming and it's based around environmental effects and so forth. And there are 50 papers that have by him that have been conceded to be flawed and just fundamentally flawed because he used manipulative, dishonest statistical techniques, massaging the data, p-hacking, that sort of thing. So then if you do that, then we have increased substantially the number of liberal papers that are unacceptable, that don't replicate, that are fraudulent, that are manipulated, whatever. With then the conservative side of it, there are 26 papers by Hans Eysenck about which expressions of concern have been publicly registered because of perceived problems with the statistical analysis or with the data or that is considered unbelievable or whatever. And indeed, as far as I know, something like 12, it may be more by now, of these papers have been withdrawn by the journals. Now, what that means then, if you redo the calculation, is that about something like 78% of these highly problematic psychology papers are of these basically lying psychology papers are liberal. However, one could say that it's a bit of a problem with this expression of concern because Eysenck is dead. Eysenck is not alive to defend himself in the way that Dietrich Stapel was able to defend himself, in a way that Brian Wansink was able to defend himself. So really, in the interests of natural justice, you can't do this. You have to give the person a chance to defend himself. You can't find someone guilty of murder once they're dead. You have to be able, legally speaking, they have to be able to defend themselves. And Eysenck does not have a chance to defend himself and say, look, this is what I did with the statistics. And so, therefore, that is not fair. So if we take away his 26 papers, then we end up with a situation in which the papers that are fraudulent or are manipulated or don't replicate, probably because of manipulative or fraudulent or generally bad techniques, are in 92% of cases purporting to prove liberal type ideas, environmentalism, environmental interventions, equality, that sort of thing. 92%. And only 8% would be seen to be in the realm of evolutionary psychology or otherwise related to conservative hereditarian ideas. And as I say, I think there is a bias to this project and that many of those papers shouldn't be there. Those ideas, as it were, that are supposedly not proven, shouldn't be there. I don't think Dunbar's number should be there. And there are a number of others that probably shouldn't be there. So it might be even more than 92%. But let's be kind and settle on 92%. In other words, academic fraud, academic manipulation is overwhelmingly something that is done by in order to demonstrate the veracity of liberal, environmentalist, equalitarian type ideas. And this, of course, is exactly what you would expect because liberals do not value the truth. Liberals score higher in lie score. Liberals put Machiavellianism and whatever above the truth. It's exactly what you'd expect. And so what it means is that increasingly universities are not these havens, as I've looked at before, where people that autistically truth focused can get to the truth. Absolutely not. They are places that are dogmatic and are likely to put out research which purports to prove the correctness of their dogmas. And the only way you can do that in general is through fraud and through gross misconduct, manipulation of data and that sort of thing. So it's clear, even from a project that seems to be put about by relatively liberal academics, that in social psychology, liberals are liars.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 PM UK time, 2 PM New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke, joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts, and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!